Previously on Rearview Terror.
You hit what seems to be a number station, just reciting like numbers and letters over and over again.
I heard this earlier in the on my radio. Keep an eye out for a bat-looking creature about 3-4 feet tall.
You are listening to it for the first time, Toby. It reminds you of something you heard in the background when your friend Philip was being possessed by a demon.
Well, that's not good.
Certain people in the circles that you communicate with have talked about what's called a breacher demon that tries to wear down rifts between our reality and theirs. And the main way they do that is through sonic energy.
Gregory Gutta is getting ready to Gregory gun it out of here. He's intent on getting to that signal as fast as possible.
You speed off to the east, and as you're able to reposition a little, Tiger, you're able to get a second measurement, which allows you to triangulate that location. And it seems that this signal is coming from roughly the area of Westwood, Kansas.
Westwood, Kansas. Okay.
Which is just outside Kansas City.
Nice. Let's head that way.
You drive into the night once more, and before too long, you've located this location, which you've marked on your map. And sure enough, there is what looks to be an abandoned radio station. It's a small crumbling concrete building with the call sign in big neon letters above the door. It says KTGR. And looming over it is this huge 500-foot rusty red radio tower.
Whoa.
And like all around the tower and the building itself, there is just all this overgrowth. It looks like no one has really been upkeeping this place.
Yeah, you said it was abandoned, right?
That's what it looks like. You don't see anything like on your phone. This appears to be a place that hasn't been active for a while.
Just real quick, anyone with a more recent mobile device might want to maybe just like search for the letters and numbers, the pattern that was being broadcast, just in case there's anything out there that it correlates to.
Tiger's been looking at the letters, scrawled them down when he first heard them, and has heard them again, so hasn't had much time to think about it because he's been triangulating the signal, but yeah, he'll look at him again.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, TGR. He looks in the middle of the kind of random string that we're getting. It's T pound T1G3R 5M1. But I have a suspicion that I kind of came in at the middle of it, and I believe it's probably something to the effect of T1G3R5M1T pound.
Yep. Okay.
John's last name is Smith. So it's like, what's going on here?
Mm.
So yeah, no idea what it actually means, but it looks to have some sort of, you know, meaning specific to Tiger even.
Yep.
Very interesting.
Does it look like there's any clear way into this radio station, or is it all boarded up?
The windows are definitely boarded up. From here, it's hard to tell what the state of the door is. There, it looks like there is a narrow path between like the overgrowth that you could walk to the entryway. Are you checking it out?
I'll do it, but not without Dr. Slumber.
Oh, well, I mean, we learned our lesson last time, right? Yeah, I'll grab my pistol as well. Any signs of life around here at all? Is it pretty desolate?
It doesn't look like there's anyone, anything around that you can tell.
It's pretty much in the middle of nowhere.
Although, as you're looking around, nothing around that building pops out at you, but you look up at the radio tower above, and there are all these little shadows that are sort of flitting around it.
Are they bats?
They bear a strange similarity to the bats that you saw earlier.
Are they like about the same size, or do they look more like normal bats?
Hard to tell because they're bit far away, and it's kind of dark out as well, but based on the little moonlight you have, and especially the movements, those erratic swoops and dives, they look a lot like the same bats.
You want to get those binoculars? I know it's like dark, but it might be worth a shot, see if we can get a better look at what's up there.
Oh, binoculars. Oh, yeah, sure. See if that works at all.
Yeah, Toby looks through the lenses, and you get a little bit clearer detail. These are definitely those same impy creatures that you saw earlier. They've got the same horns, the same leathery wings, and you notice that there is like a slight light that is sort of zigzagging between these creatures and the radio tower, almost like little bursts of electricity.
Oh, wow. Guys, take a look at this.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's definitely what we were dealing with earlier.
What are those? What's the little light?
Those, like, flashes? I don't know. That could be, like, maybe when it's transmitting, outgoing signal. I don't know. But, hey, everybody, heads up. We've got some of those creatures up in the tower.
Let's make sure we have earplugs on us.
Yeah, actually, should we distribute those now and make sure we're good to go?
Yeah, I'll pop some earplugs in.
Word. Yeah, same.
Is everyone rolling out with earplugs, I assume?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. If you are approaching the door, you notice that there is a padlock on the handle.
Hmm. Well, I guess we gotta go home.
Mechanical advantage? Try and pry it off?
Could definitely give it a try. So it's going to be act under pressure.
All right. 7.
So that is going to be enough to give you a success, but it's going to be a mixed one.
Okay.
So you use mechanical advantage to bust the padlock off, and shortly after, the door kind of creaks open. And as you see inside the building, standing right at this entrance, there is that young man again that Luca saw earlier. He's got sort of a gray hoodie on, but obscuring his face is this cheap plastic tiger mask, and he's just standing there, dead in his tracks, looking at the five of you.
Can I try to reach out and read his mind?
Sure. Remind me how that works again.
So I'm using Commune. It says it allows you to investigate a mystery, read a bad situation, or manipulate someone without needing to actually talk. You still roll the moves, except you don't need to speak out loud.
I'm going to say read a bad situation.
Okay. That's another 7. Bare minimum.
You get to hold one with a 7.
All right. So yeah, I'm going to go with, are there any dangers we haven't noticed? So I'm going to try and like reach out and worm my way into this guy's consciousness and try and figure out what his intent is, if we're walking into a trap, something like that.
So you reach out telepathically. You hear echoing in this boy's mind, they're here to stop me. Grab the gun. And as you hear him say that, he grabs behind him into his waistband.
I'll yell out, he's going for a gun!
Luca flips his coin.
Okay. I should ask which one.
The time one. The one that he knows. The other one still kind of freaks him out a little bit because he doesn't really know anything about it. And last time he flipped it, a house burnt to pieces.
All right. The devil you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, Luca's in the back of the group. So I think the way that this would go down is he hears Doc shout gun. He's going for a gun. And then immediately, like, he flips that thing. And so basically he has to cut his hand. So he's pretty fluent at this motion in general at this point, because he always kind of carries those things. So he does the blood sacrifice, flips the coin, and kind of in the idea of like, well, even if he's not, doesn't do it in time, it's either going to slow down or rewind. So let's see what happens. Oh, 11 on dice. That's 13 total.
So I flipped a heads, which I believe is the slow down move.
Heads is slow down. So 10 plus, time effectively slows down everything except for you and the fellow hunters. You and them gain +1 ongoing until it ends, which is at the keeper's duration.
So all of you guys can move and this guy cannot. You see him stopped in his tracks. His hand is still reaching back into his waistband. What do you guys do?
Gregory is lunging like a like an Olympic fencer at him.
Close the gap!
Yeah, Gregory was already primed, so he's the first one back there. And it's easy enough with him kind of frozen in his tracks. You manage to wiggle this gun out of his hands, this Glock that's fully loaded.
Before he was carrying wires and like radio equipment, is there anything like that? I know we're at the station, but like, is there anything else that's...
Yeah, as you're surveying the area, there's a bunch of like loose wires around here. There is like a busted old computer, but it looks like there is a door that's ajar leading into more of like the control panel.
Okay, because Luke is thinking like, this guy was here for a reason. I want to disarm whatever he's was attempting or has done so far.
his broadcast.
Yeah, go into that room.
Go to the back room, and you see that there is this very wide, sort of outdated DJ station with a bunch of buttons and sliders. And you can see that there is a monitor here that's sort of tracking a signal of some kind. And it says signal online, and you can see that the strength is high.
Tiger, get in here.
I will go in.
Yeah, this isn't Luca's specialty, so he's calling Tiger in because he doesn't know anything about what he's seeing.
Tiger's the audiophile.
As you guys are inspecting the control panel, is anyone doing anything with the Tiger mask guy?
Yes. I was going to say, I have my stuff that Bobby sent over to me, and I actually want to take his mask off and see if
I was going to do maybe the same thing, Scooby-Doo style.
Toby is the first one to get in front of this guy, and you slowly reach back and peel away this plastic mask. And to your shock, behind this Tiger mask, you recognize the face of Philip, your dear friend.
Oh, shit.
I knew it. Well, but Toby didn't. I knew it as Dan. Toby has no idea. Oh, Philip?
And he doesn't respond.
Wait, you know this guy?
This was the guy who was possessed. He's my friend.
Well, seems he's still possessed.
And at this moment, time catches back up for Philip, and he's staring at you, Toby, and he says, I can explain. You have to let me see this thing through. You don't understand.
But why? What's happening?
I can't get it out of my head, Toby. It's always there. This is the only way I can be free. Don't you hear him? Don't you hear the letters, the numbers? They just go on and on. It drones on and on.
Are you hearing that right now?
Yeah, don't you hear it? It's always going.
Oh, gosh, darn it. And Toby turns his phone screen on, and he's just going to start talking, just start chanting, whatever. Yeah, reciting whatever first thing he sees from Bobby.
All right. Start reciting. And the moment you start saying these words, you can see that Philip is recoiling a bit. He backs away from you slowly. Meanwhile, back in the control room, we have Luca and Tiger. So Tiger, you're gonna try to take this thing offline?
I believe so.
Why don't you roll an act under pressure for me again?
Is there anything I can do to help him here? Like if he instructs me?
Yeah, I would say he can probably give you some directions to assist him in taking this thing offline.
Okay, cool. So we'll see how the roll goes, but
oh no!
He might need it.
So 4 + 2 = 6, but -1 = 5.
Oh.
We don't have the +1 forward anymore, right? Because time is back to normal.
Time is Damn back it. To normal now, yeah.
Ah! So he needs an extra 2? Is that what he needs?
Yeah, and you can only get 1 in assists, right?
That's right, yeah. So,
ah!
Unfortunately, you're trying to bring this thing down, and for some reason, every time you turn a knob to deactivate the power, it ends up flying way back up to max.
Damn.
What are you doing, man?
I'm trying.
The second or third time you try it, you're just desperately trying to fiddle with these controls, trying to get this thing off. And suddenly you see before you, there is one of those impish creatures flying at you with its claws headed in your direction.
Imp, slumber.
Time to kick some ass?
I'm gonna try. All right, come on. Come on, Tiger. Hot dice. Cold dice.
No.
3 + 3 = 6 + 0 = 6. Fuck.
Yeah, so your shot goes wide into one of these concrete walls. Just chips go everywhere. And this creature dives towards you, and one of its tiny claws makes contact with your face, and you feel this terrible chill rush across your body as you take 2 harm from this creature.
Oh, well, I'm going to kick some ass.
All right, go ahead and roll it.
8 on the dice. It's a 7, though, because I have -1.
Warm dice.
I'm shooting it with my 38.
Nice. Bang. The shot goes off. And it hits this creature in its furry chest. And you see, there isn't as much impact as you would have hoped from a bullet of this caliber, because even though it hits it dead in the chest, this thing is still coming at you at full momentum. And while there's a little bit of this strange purple liquid starting to pour from the wound, it's charging for you and scratches you on the shoulder for 2 points of harm. And same thing, you feel this bitter cold across your arm. Now, back in the entryway with the rest of the crew. So I think that is Toby, Gregory, and Doc. You guys are watching as Philip is sort of backing up slowly away from Toby as he's reciting these religious texts.
Is Greg disarmed him a minute ago? Is he still like pretty close to him?
I would say so. I mean, it's a pretty small room, so you're all pretty close to him, yeah.
Okay. And he looks like he's sort of fighting against this recitation that Toby is doing.
Yes. Seems to be causing him some discomfort.
I'm going to try and reach out telepathically again, except this time I'm going to try and manipulate someone. It's another 7. They'll do it, but only if you do something for them right now to show that you mean it. If you ask too much, they'll tell you what, if anything, it would take for them to do it. Okay. So I want to try and reach out with my will and say, like, you have to fight this demon. I know you're in there, Philip. You have to fight. And Toby can save you.
Yeah, I believe you. Toby can do anything. I believe you guys. Just stop saying those words, please.
Does he say that out loud, or is that just what Doc reads?
Yeah, I was trying to reach out telepathically.
So yeah, he responded telepathically then.
Okay, I'll look over to Toby and say, I don't know if we can trust him, but what you're doing is making things harder for him.
Greg, I do want to take an action. I want to investigate a mystery.
Okay.
Since I know that Tiger has gone up to try to deal with the signal, but I want to see if I can investigate to see if there's more going on. So I got to a 6 and a 1. I got to a 7. Oops, but fuck, I have minus 1. I have minus 1 sharp, though. So I got to a 6. What does that do on a failure?
So with a 6, someone could potentially help you. I guess I would need to know how you would be doing so, though.
He's just trying to piece things together to see what he needs to do to take action to do next. But I guess he's stumped right now.
Maybe with Doc's warning, Toby's kind of pausing his incantations and like trying to see like, wait, is this actually bad? Does Philip, you know what he's talking about? And I could maybe help investigate the mystery that way. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Give it a shot.
Natural 7, so 8.
Nice. Okay, so your help grants them +1 to their roll, but you also expose yourself to trouble or danger. So in that case...
Good thing there's none of that around.
In that case, Gregory, you do get to complete your investigative mystery. You get to hold one.
Excellent. I definitely want to ask, what is being concealed here?
Okay, that works well. I'm going to resolve both those roles with the same answer. As Toby has put himself in harm's way with his role, you see the door behind you get sort of ripped off from its hinges and tossed back outside. And you see padding into the room, there is this probably double-sized tiger with no fur at all. It's just raw red flesh. And instead of stripes, it has these jagged scars across its back. And the thing looks, probably don't need to say it, but just totally unnatural. This is like no creature you've seen before. And it just emanates this coldness through the whole room as it takes one of these gigantic paws and just swats Toby to the floor for 4 points of harm.
-1 for armor?
That's right, you do have awareness, so you do get to reduce that by 1.
Thank goodness.
Toby is always on the lookout for paranormal dangers.
And this is one of them.
Yeah, he'll go down to 1 knee, you know, staggered for a second, and then like, no, I'm gonna keep with these incantations. Just recite Recite.
Meanwhile, back in the control room, Tiger is trying desperately to get this thing off, and the machine before you is, like, heating up. You can feel that it is working in overtime to do something. And around the time it's getting almost unbearable in this room, just so hot, you feel this gust of coldness come from behind you, and you hear this commotion coming from the entryway.
Oh, God.
Are they still dealing with the bat?
Yeah, there is still a bat flitting around the room, too.
So, question. Shot the bat, didn't do much to the bat. The thing that we're looking in front of us is all mechanical, right?
Yeah, it's all just, like, knobs and buttons.
Luca wants to I want to shoot it. I want to shoot the knobs and buttons and try and, like, just break what's in front of me so that it stops working, right? But I don't know if it's investigate a mystery, if there's anything that I could look to see a vulnerable point, or if there's something that, you know, the big red button that says stop, that's don't push, like, you know, something like that. Like, if I aim for a part of this, can I do some real damage?
I would say you can roll read a bad situation to kind of assess some weak points.
Okay. 7 plus 2, that's a 9. 9,
so you get to hold one.
What's most vulnerable to me? Yeah, what's most vulnerable?
So you see Tiger is panicking. He's trying everything he can to get this shut down. And Luca, you just instinctively drop to your knees and start looking through the wires down here. And you see one that looks like it's leading from the power source to this control panel.
Oh, I'm going to cut it with my... I have a knife. An Atame.
So you give it a cut through the wire, and few sparks fly out, but as soon as you do so, that bat that's flitting around the room, it takes on that appearance of like a blurry TV station again, Tiger. It's just the same as you saw it the first time.
Fucking knew it!
Yeah, the signal intensity is fading.
Yeah, well done. Sometimes you gotta cut that Gordian knot, you know?
For real.
Alright, so back in the entryway, you guys are just confronted with this giant demonic tiger.
Based on how threatening this thing appears to be, Gregory is going to immediately cast out evil to try to banish this thing away so that it doesn't do any more damage.
Okay, so this is going to be your banish move?
Yes. And I get to add plus tough to this. So I get to add a plus 2, and I rolled a 9, so I got to an 11.
Sick. Nice.
So could you read what happens when you get the success for that?
It's the short description for that one. It's 10 plus, it is banished.
All right.
Pretty straightforward.
Easy as that. And could you describe how you're going about casting away this evil? Do you have a particular set of motions? Is there anything that you do in particular?
For this one, I would say he's probably orating at it. and calling it the vile mirror of our kin that must return to the other side of the wall, which must never be breached. Kind of chanting alongside Toby a little bit as he tries to pick up his chant, being on the ground. And Gregory's also shouting his own chant, trying to banish this creature before it can ravage us. it seems quite dangerous, so he wants to get it out of here.
So you are chanting at it while Toby is also doing his own chants. And you can see this giant tiger is padding forward, and it's doing so with great effort. Like, you can see that its form is becoming fuzzy, much like the bat in the other room. It's starting to fade away, but it's slowly approaching, not you, Gregory, but instead it's going for Philip on the floor. And you see, as Philip himself is recoiling, he sort of weakly grabs a hold of the tiger, and just as your banishment goes off, both of them just fizzle out, and you see neither of them.
Philip!
Where'd they go? Greg, what did you do?
They are meant not for this side of the wall. They belong to the void.
Are they gone for good?
And with that, I'll actually burst into the room and look around wildly.
You're the second tiger to burst into the room.
Bam, 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 bam. What's going on in here? Is everyone okay?
I think we are. We just got attacked by some tiger from hell.
Where'd it go?
It's just gone. Ask Greg.
Yeah, I'll look over sidelong at Greg.
If not questioned directly, he's kind of turning to Toby. He'll offer to take a look at his wounds. I may know something about wounds of this nature.
Okay.
And I want to use Lay on Hands to see if I can help with that at all. And just, if it works, I'm just going to, you know, casually say, look, it wasn't even as bad as you thought. So, Lay on Hands, I rolled a 5 and a 2, so I got to a 7, let's see, and it adds my plus cool, so I got to a 9, didn't quite get to a 10 plus, so I heal 2 harm or an illness plus stabilized, but I take it into myself.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Is it 1-1?
Yeah, I believe so.
So you take 2.
Yes, that's correct.
So I'll be at 1 damage, he'll be at 2 damage.
Okay, yep.
Then we're both stable.
So Greg winces a little bit, but just look, it's not so bad after all.
Thank you, but what the heck happened to my friend?
Gods only know.
Can I, like, try and close my eyes and reach out to see if I can feel Philip anywhere in the vicinity, see if his presence is still here at all?
Yeah, I would say since you've already touched his mind, kind of have a familiarity with him that would allow you to see if he's still in the vicinity.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe he's here, but he's not here. You know what I mean?
As you reach out, you get nothing.
Yeah, he's gone, man. For better or worse. What happened in the control room? Did you guys shut down the signal?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, good. I heard a few gunshots.
Tiger took some damage, but we handled it.
Yeah, you seem all
right. I'm just looking at Tiger like, we don't really need to say what happened, right?
Exactly.
So what now? I mean, I don't feel Philip anywhere. Oh, is the tiger mask still here?
Yeah, tiger mask is on the ground here.
Oh shit, I'd be picking up that tiger mask.
Looks like it's something that's just like from the dollar store, just cheap plastic, but...
Tiger, you should tune in to see if we really did, like, we stopped it at this location, but see if it's still broadcasting at all.
I will ask the secret masters. Yeah, hold on a minute. I'll see what they have to say. Cold dice. I did just make it to a 7 with my plus 3 weird. I rolled a freaking 4.
Woof. Damn, you have 3 weird? Look at you go.
Wow.
So yeah, I got to a 7. That means for them to reveal their key fact or clue or technique, I need to complete a task for them.
When you hear the static fade into that signature silence, you hear a voice return. We will be in contact, Tiger. There's something you must do for us.
I'll toss down my cheap 90s headphones in frustration.
Somewhere in the wilderness of Kansas, there is a giant tiger padding through the plains. Atop its back, there is this young man in a hoodie. And as they paw through the cold night air, the boy is patting the tiger on the head and says, "Good boy, you got me through. There's much to do."
That was crazy. That was fun.
Shall we answer some questions?
Ooh, I might level up.
Oh, I think we've got a few level ups coming.
Did we conclude the current mystery?
Yeah, it might be someone else's problem now, but that's fine.
In a manner of speaking, yeah. Did you save someone from certain death or worse?
Everyone in the club.
Probably fair to say. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Tigers can turn themselves inside out.
Yeah, and Philip's in league with this tiger, and there's a weird signal. Well,
Philip's still around.
Philip's still around, and he's still in the demon's clutches, so to speak.
Did we learn something new and important about one of the hunters?
Like, literally all of us in the first scene. As Ray went around the the fucking van to literally get our backstories.
He's just doing his due diligence. Sorry, just
farming stories.
Dude, he's gotta get hot goss for the next issue of his paranormal blog.
That is it. So you answered more than two yes again, which means you get 2 points of experience each.
Yeah.
And I think that means at least a few of you level. Is that right?
Yeah, it's
I leveled.
Yeah, it's 5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did everyone except me? I didn't level. I'm at 4.
Them hot dice are holding you back.
Yeah, except that one time.
That one time.
And then I used luck.
Yeah.